the Radio Alabama Foundation, and the First Bank of Alabama Studios, where you are first. This is East Alabama's new classic country, 90.9. Ashland, Lineville, Sylacauga, Talladega, Alexander City, and far beyond. Also online at classiccountry909.org and the Radio Alabama app.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 as we transfer out of the girls' game and into the boys' game here in the Coosa Valley Medical Center pregame show. Coach, the volunteer boys come in here at 1-3, but they've played four very close games, had a chance to win them all, only able to pull one of them off, but they've been competitive with everybody they've played so far. But now you jump right into it with a really strong team here in area play, a team that we know can shoot the ball well. I've watched them a little bit on film. They're a very, very good team. What would you say would be the A&E medal roof and keys to the game for tonight for the ball?
Well, I think the first key is we can't get off to a bad start. You know, that's what happened to the girls. Shooting very poorly, fell behind, and never was able to regroup and catch back up. And I think we've got to get off to a good start. And as you mentioned, we played some good basketball teams, but none as good as this one we're facing tonight. And so we've got to get off to a good start. We've got to be able to rebound with them. I think we've kind of struggled in that regard because of our lack of size. But, you know, we are experienced. We have some experienced players, people back from last year. We're just going to have to make up for that lack of size in some other areas, and that may be positioning and effort to compensate for that. But we're about to see as the teams are in their huddles right now getting last-minute instructions.
We're going to have some starting lineups, I think, and they may do a national anthem here. We'll just have to see what they do. But we're expecting for the Volunteers, the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups, we're expecting to see Taylor Boyd, number 4, number 10, Caden Glenn, number 14, Trenton Glenn, number 2, Braxton Young, and number 11, J.D. Hall. Zy Newell, coach, has not played. He played one game. He's been still nursing. You remember he had an ankle injury in the next to last game the Volunteers had, and he's been still nursing that injury, but he's back. He played earlier in the week against Talladega in a game that the Vols lost at the final second. But right now we're going to have the prayer and the national anthem, so we'll take a break right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Countryside Motorsports in Ashland, Alabama offers full service and repair for motorcycles, utility vehicles, and ATVs. Countryside Motorsports specializes in a wide selection of pre-owned models, including Harley-Davidsons, UTVs, and four-wheelers. Located at 1874 Taylor Road, Countryside Motorsports serves our area with experience and care. Available by phone at 256-354-5846. Countryside Motorsports is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
This is Matt Williams, the owner of Williams Parts and Supply in Lineville. When your car or truck needs parts, don't settle for second best or taking a chance online. Williams Parts and Supply is your certified NAPA dealer, and we have a large inventory of parts to get your car back on the road as quickly as possible. From everyday drivers to heavy-duty truck parts, we've got you NAPA quality parts that you can trust. Located next door to Dollar General in Lineville, we're open Monday through Friday, 5:30 until 6, and Saturday, 7 until 2. Williams Parts and Supply in Lineville, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something, meaning we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement, it's a message, and this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga, work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Lead Auctions. Timber Lead Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Lead Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberleadauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Lead Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
This time of year is all about giving thanks. And at the drugstore, we have a lot to be grateful for. I'm Jana Wheeler, and we want to give a heartfelt thank you to our incredible customers and neighbors for choosing us to fill your prescriptions, for letting us help with your health care needs, and for making us a part of this wonderful community. Happy Thanksgiving from our family to yours. We appreciate your business and are proud to serve you. The drugstore is located next to Clay County Hospital, and we are proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
For almost 40 years, Superior Pest Control, Inc. has been a trusted name in protecting homes and businesses from pests. From termites to bugs to mosquitoes, each job is handled with precision, expertise, and care. Superior Pest Control's commitment is simple. Approach every job with dedication and integrity. Superior Pest Control is licensed, bonded, and insured. Details can be found online at SuperiorPestControlALA.com or by phone at 1-800-762-5904. That's 1-800-762-5904.
Your pet is more than just a pet. They're your family's fearless protector, your fetching athlete, your crumbs on the floor detector, the warm, snuggly heartbeat at your feet. State Farm agent Mike Coleman understands why your pet means so much to you. So State Farm and Trupanion have teamed up to give your furry family members the protection they deserve. Pet medical insurance. Another way State Farm is here to help life go right. The phone number is 256-354-2272. State Farm agent Mike Coleman, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it.
SUSCC.edu today.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
First quarter action is brought to you by Blues Car Wash and Lube. Now, back to the action.
Blue Wacky here. We've just had, Coach, that Cook Foods of Iceland Lime will tip off, and the Volunteers want it. Go up, get a shot up. No good there by number 14, Trending Glenn, and the Lions are on the move. They threw it off the goal. There's a turnover quickly for the Lions.
Yeah, trying to throw it across the court, and it actually hit the rim.
Taylor Boyd finds Caden Lynn over in the left corner. Shot up, no good. Good shot, but did not go. And the Lions are on the run. That's number two, Thompson. Thompson kicks it over to zero, and he drains the three, Torrey Smith. And that's what got us last time, Coach, both times we played them, was the shooting of the Lions.
Well, and, you know, we mentioned the fact we need to get off to a good start. We're already 0-for-3 from the floor.
Caden Glenn, good thought, trying to look down the tree. Trending Glenn don't get it, but J.D. Hall comes out with it. Back over to Braxton Young. Young over to Glenn, left wing. Glenn, good fake, good move, and that's blocked. Shot blocked there by number five, Charlie Caldwell.
Yeah, Caldwell came across at an angle and swatted it out of bounds. We'll get a chance to run an inbound play here.
Caden Glenn. Kicks
and
over
it's coming
Taylor
right
Boyd.
Back to the
Glenn.
Inbounder.
Open look here for Glenn, and he drains the Toyota Silicaca three-pointer, and we're knotted at three.
And that was a set play that worked perfectly.
Good to get Glenn, maybe. Coach, the Vols need Glenn to get on the start getting in some double digit nights. And right down the court, Ezekiel Witt drains one for Briarwood, and they're up 6-3. You gotta defend all the way out there. You gotta extend that defense against the Lions. Taylor Boyd over in the corner. Boyd over to J.D. Hall.
And the thing about when we extend, they have some good post play as well.
Over to Braxton Young.
We're going to create
back
some one-on-ones.
Glenn, good look down to Boyd. Boyd dribbles it off his foot. Loose ball. There's a turnover for the Vols. Thompson comes out with it for the Lions up the court. Down to Caldwell. Caldwell drives, shot good, left-handed. It's a tough shot, but it goes 8-3, Briarwood lead.
Well, we need to try to take advantage of every possession here, make them count.
Braxton Young across to J.D. Hall, up the table board, good look down to Young under the basket. He is unable to handle it. He comes back up with it. But he had a clean look there for a second.
Yeah, right now, Briarwood playing very aggressive man-to-man.
Over to Hall in the corner. Hall dribbles it out, back over to Caden Glenn. Glenn on the right wing. Over to Taylor Boyd. Taylor looks to force the pass down low, and it is deflected out of bounds by the Lions.
We ran a flex cut underneath as Wilson set a screen, but the pass was deflected out, as you mentioned. Now we'll see if we got another inbound play.
And we tried to force it down to Glenn.
I think it went off.
That was deflected out of bounds by Taylor Boyd. 8-3, the Briarwood lead. 5 minutes to go here in the Buddy Sports Country first quarter.
Well, that's two consecutive possessions we turned the ball over, and that's not a good formula against this team.
Good defense there by Trendon Glenn. They kick it back out. Long three-pointer, Coach.
There's another one.
Drew, have they missed one yet?
They're 3-for-3 from the three here in the first quarter.
And I tell you, they seem – you see them play other people and they don't shoot the lights out, but they seem to consistently do it against the balls. I remember saying they can't continue to do it, but they did for two games last year. There's a shot up by Trendon Glenn, no good. Long rebound, and the Lions are on the run again. Shot no good, and it's tipped out of bounds by number 22, Samuel Canal.
Well, that last possession, we had a very good shot right there in the paint, but missed it, and we've got to knock in those easy shots.
Coach, early in the season, a lot of these boys playing football, I tell you, the scoring has been the issue. We've been staying around 40, and need to bump that up in the high 50s toward 60 to be a super competitive team this year.
Well, and to stay with a team that's good offensively like Briarwood.
There's a good drive to the basket.
We got the rebound.
By number five there, J.T. Colburn, but unable to get it to go.
And Boyd misses a good look at a three.
Colburn, a younger player for the Volunteers. You know who? There's a foul call. I think that's going to be on number 14 for the Volunteers, Trendon Glenn. You know whose grandson that is, don't you, Coach? J.T. Colburn.
Yes, I do.
That's Jeff's grandson.
I watched him progress through the youth league.
And look how tall he already is.
He was a very good player in the youth
was
basketball.
Was he a ninth grader? There's a turnover by the Lions on the inbounds play. Volunteers got numbers. And it is swatted out by number 22, Samuel Canal.
Well, the mistake he made there was not going to the backboard with it.
But JT's got a bright future in front of him, the youngster. And we're going to put it on the Zion Ewell. Comes in on a drugstore substitution and dribbles it on the side out of bounds. Be a turnover for the Vols.
The turnover number is growing rapidly here for the Volunteers.
Canal drives to the basket, shot up, no good. He gets his own rebound.
They're
going to call a foul. I believe they're going to call it on number five, J.T. Colburn. Lions inbound the basketball. Out to 21, Grant Skinner. Skinner back up to number one, Drew Mears. Mears behind the back, fires up a three. My goodness gracious. And he drained it.
Which one made that?
Number one, Drew Mears.
Okay. He lit us up last year. I remember.
They set a screen at the top of the key, Coach. He come around and drained it. Coburn in the corner. Throws over to Newell. Newell on the left wing. Newell down to the elbow. Dribbles back over to Coburn. And Coach Josh Giddens has seen enough. He's going to call a Poultry South timeout. He takes this timeout. We'll take it with him right here. Briarwood Christian Lions lead the Volunteers 14-3 with 2:31 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country first quarter on Classic Country 90.9.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
The freshest farm-raised meats, stone ground meal and grits, farm-to-table jams, jellies, salsa, and more. Blair Family Farm and Market, the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9. Volunteers with the basketball here. 2:30 to go in the Buddy Sports Country first quarter here. Vols trail 14-3 to the Briarwood Christian Lions. Braxton Young with the basketball, dribbles, kicks out there to Caden Glenn, and it's thrown away. Glenn right now with the only basket and points for the Volunteers.
Yeah, that was a bad pass by Caden that went out of bounds there.
There's a ball. Oh, my goodness, how was that not off of the Briarwood Christian?
Well, it definitely was.
Yeah, they said it was. Now they're going to call Braxton Young for the foul, the reach in up in front of our bench.
Well, we said that we needed to get off to a good offensive start, and we played right at 6 minutes here and got one field goal.
Right now, the drugstore substitution, as we see number 15 come in for the Volunteers, that being Tristan Wilson.
Miles forced a turnover on Briarwood here as he stepped on the sideline over in front of our bench.
Briarwood's had a few turnovers, Coach, but you let them shoot it. They hadn't missed many of those.
Well, they've given us a chance to stay in the game. Right now, we just can't score.
J.D. Hall will walk the ball up the court. Hall guarded by number one, Drew Mears. Over to Glenn. Glenn dribbles down, lost his footing, got away with a little bit of a slip there. And he's being guarded closely there. Glenn picks up his dribble and off the foot. Just a bad pass, but they're going to call a travel there, Coach. It was a turnover and then a quick turnover back. That's actually back-to-back a turnover. Luke Peavy unable to gather it in, rolled around.
Yeah, the pressure making us throw bad passes. That pass actually went off Glenn's foot.
Yeah, he was looking for number one, Zion Newell, and he threw it off of Zion Newell's leg. Glenn in the left corner. Inbounds play. They defended well there.
They're pressuring the ball very good.
Hall finds Zion Newell over on the right wing. Newell, runner, teardrop, finds nothing.
Good on the ball defense by the Lions.
Just some really aggressive man-to-man defense. With their depth, Coach, they're playing so many people. Open three-point. Have they still not missed one? Number five, Charlie Caldwell, drains another three. They're 5 for 5 from three, Coach.
Well, that's some hot shooting right there.
And we're closing out on them. These are not give-me's. Boy, that was something. They're going to call the jump ball, but I thought we was going back a couple weeks ago to a football game there for a minute.
Well, it looked like we were tackled. And we didn't fumble.
But it's a turnover either way on the jump ball.
Yeah, it ended up a jump ball, which is a turnover. 17-3 right now.
40 seconds to go here, opening quarter. They get it down low to number four. It's Ezekiel Witt. Witt shot up, no good. Rebound by the Volunteers. Going all the way. Good drive to the basket. That's number three, L.J. Billingsley, coach. Got the rebound and took it the length of the court and laid it in.
Good job by L.J.
17-5. Only the second basket made this afternoon for the Volunteers. There's another Billingsley tips it around. And let's see who they're going to say last touched it. It was the Lions. The Vols will get it.
And, you know, Rusty.
And that will end the Buddy Sports Country first quarter. What is that, Coach?
Torrey Smith. According to my record, he's a freshman.
I think they're about to put a second back on there. I don't really understand it, but.
Number zero.
Yes, sir. He's
a freshman.
That's what I've got, too. They're putting 5 tenths on.
And speaking of Smith there, I think he's got potential.
Well, we need to throw it at the basket.
A big-time player.
The horn went off when we inbounded the ball.
We inbounded it, and the horn went off.
The clock can't start till you touch it.
The ball was on the way to him when the horn went off. I think they're going to do it again.
They've got to.
Yeah, it don't start till we touch it.
You reckon, you know, we've had problems with us at home. You reckon.
They've got 5 seconds on there.
Right, now they're going to four. That changes things. Billingsley over in the corner to Newell. Runner, good. Well, we took advantage of it, Coach, and cut the lead down to 10. Good runner there by Zion Newell on the baseline. That's a good way to end that first quarter, that Buddy Sports Country first quarter. We'll get ready to move into the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. We come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Hey folks, Coach here. I want to tell you about AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority. AGL provides reliable waste to handle big cleanups or yard waste. AGL's got you covered with affordable roll-off containers delivered right to your site. Different sizes of containers for cleanup projects, home decluttering, construction, renovation, cleanout. Fast drop-off and easy pickup, no hidden fees. Simple, clean service from a name you trust. Available by phone at 256-354-5803. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Employment opportunities are available with AltaPoint Health in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Positions include licensed therapists, LPNs, and support professionals in both child and adult outpatient settings. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. More information is available by texting AltaJobs to 97211. AltaPoint Health. Caring is their calling.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
We come back here. Coach Balls trail 17-7. We was looking at some stats there that Jeremy Carrick prepared for us.
Well, the big
stat. The Lions are 6 from 9 from the field, but go ahead and share the big stat.
The big stat's 5 for 5 on 3-pointer.
Honestly, if they're 6 for 9 from the field and they're 5 for 5 from 3-pointer, why'd you shoot anything but one? I'm no basketball coach, but.
Well, the turnover battle is even, too. So the difference in this game so far is their shooting.
They hadn't out-rebounded us horribly, have they?
No.
It's just a shooting differential, man.
So they can't keep shooting like this, so maybe we can work our way back.
Canal drives, kicks it over in the corner. There's one that can. He missed one.
Finally.
Drew Mears pulls and misses one, and that could be it. Put a lid on it.
Yeah, they're not going to shoot like that the whole game.
Volunteers just cut the lead down to 10. Let's see if they can cut it back to single digits. Here's 7:20 to go in the Matthews Meat Market second period. Good play down to Glenn. Glenn's shot is blocked. I think he thought he should have been fouled. There's a steal, and they're going to say he's fouled was Hall, but they're going to call it on the floor.
Yeah, it's going to be on number 5, Caldwell.
7:05 to go here. Big area game. Volunteer girls fell earlier. What was the final of that, Coach? I had it wrote down 43 to 12. Dominating Lynn there. Now we're going to have – I missed that. We're looking at that. I think
Well, we got another foul on Briarwood, but we don't know which player.
And we know who was fouled. It was number 14 for the Volunteers, Trenton Glenn, going to the line, shooting two. And he was too strong on the first.
Well, we need to make these free throws.
Coach, just to be honest, that one wasn't even close.
Yeah, I think that last foul was on Caldwell again. Hit two quick ones.
And he's been substituted. Yeah. Glenn makes the second one to Trenton. And that lead's cut back down to single digits, 17-8. Give and go there on the pressure defense.
Hold them to one shot.
Mears with the basketball.
That's what we need to do.
Mears got away with a foot slide there. Maybe made him pull up his dribble.
Oh. Illegal screen.
Illegal screen, and that'll be called. A headband helps that call. Number two, Elijah Thompson, headband and all. He looked like he went back to football playing, Coach. That's a good block.
Yeah. You know, they've only got three fouls called on them, all of them right here in the second quarter.
Braxton Young with the basketball brings it across half court. Over to Taylor Boyd, guarded closely there by Thompson. Back to Glenn, over to J.D. Hall. And that's going to be another foul on number zero, Torrey Smith. Smith closed out on him, Coach, but I think they're going to call it on the floor.
And J.D., you know, this, I think he's got a chance to be a pretty good player.
For sure.
Quickness, handles the ball good.
As we get it inbounded to J.D., that's when he needs to go ahead and pull it and shoot. About 6 or 8 foot. There's a good rebound by Trenton Glenn. Back out to J.D. Hall. Hall's bumped. They don't call it. He gathers the ball back up.
That rebound possibly give us another shot attempt here.
Taylor Boyd with the ball. Looks down low to Braxton Young. Braxton with a good pump fake. And a putback, no good. Third miss, no good. Trenton Glenn.
Well, we had a chance right there.
3-point blank shots, Coach. None of them went. And an open look for Canal. It don't go. Another miss three, and they're going to call. Braxton Young extended the arm there trying to get position.
Yeah, he was trying to block out, but he.
One thing about Braxton, he's usually the smallest player on the court, and he gets away with a lot of those bumps and pushes. But when you extend your arm right under the goal, they're going to get you.
That one was obvious.
He's going to be. We're going to get a drugstore substitution there.
That was Braxton's second foul.
J.T. Coburn's going to come in for him.
Good job by J.D. But they got him for a reach in.
Coach Giddens is not happy with it.
I thought it was a good defensive play.
Well, and so does Coach Steve Giddens and Coach Josh Giddens. And J.D., I think, agrees too, Coach. He's at least four of you. over to Torrey Smith. Lions with the basketball in the 17-8 lead here. 5:24 to go in the first half. Ball over in the corner of the canal. Over to Mears. Mears pulls it right wing good.
Didn't close out on him quick enough.
Drew Mears hits another three, and the lead's back up to double digits, 20-8 here, 5:09 to go.
Mears with 3 3-point baskets. Half.
Coburn. And a, hey, Coach, we'll take it. That's a Toyota of Sylacauga 3-pointer by Caden Glenn. It's second of the night. It may have banked in, but it is Friday.
Well, I think that's what he was trying to do. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
And there's, he split a double team, and they go. Are they going to call a foul?
They are.
If you try to split a double team, we better do something bad, in my opinion, to get a foul call.
The question was that on?
It was on number 14,
Glenn,
I think.
That were giving him two.
Steven Glenn. I could be wrong, but I think that's who they gave it to. They're going to get the inbound play, and it's going to bounce up and in, Coach.
Torrey Smith,
another
ninth
three.
Grader, 23-11. He got 2 3-pointers now.
Glenn over to Taylor Boyd. They're I'm telling you, they're defending well, too.
Very aggressively.
Coburn pulls a shot from the right elbow. It doesn't go. And Torrey Smith the rebound for the Lions. Up to Mears. Mears will pull it quick and drain it. Coach, he's got a quick trigger. He's got a pretty shot.
He does. And you cannot leave him open. You've got to find him.
26-11. There's a steal, turnover by Taylor Boyd. Boyd does go down and play good defense and get it deflected out of bounds. Elijah Thompson with a steal.
Yeah, I like that from Taylor there. He turned the ball over, but he didn't
give up the easy shot.
He got back and did what he should have done. He kept them from getting the layup.
Mears looking inbound the ball. He gets it over in the corner. And it's deflected out of bounds there. Charlie Caldwell had it. Trenton Glenn deflected it out of bounds. Briarwood inbounds the ball, and it's stolen away. Actually, it'll be a turnover. Mears came reaching in there.
Well, he touched the ball, but he was out of bounds when he touched it.
Yep. After J.D. Hall had deflected it, over back to the baseline. 26-11 to Briarwood lead. 3:37 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second period. Hall, good
stuff. Nice move.
Good quick move to the basket, and he's fouled. He'll be shooting, too. That foul on Ezekiel Witt, number 4. Little size there, Coach. 6'5", 205. And Hall makes the first.
First point for J.D. Shoots left-handed.
The second, he gets his own rebound. It was short, but he does come out with his own rebound. Another good drive to the basket. Kicks it back out. There to Zion Yule. Zion's jumper will not go when the Lions come out with a rebound. That was Thompson. Back up to Mears. We've got to close that on Mears quickly or he'll pull it. And we do. He's guarded by Billingsley. Drive to the basket and a good drive. That's what happens, Coach. Mears, is this a good player?
Yeah, he beat Billingsley off the dribble right there.
J.T. Coburn. Over to Billingsley on the left wing. Back up to Zion Newell. Back to Newell. Top of the key. Newell. Open look. Don't take it down to Trenton Glenn. Trenton with a good. Oh, my goodness. Good shot, Coach.
Rim
about
down
halfway
on.
Down and come out. Up to Mears. Mears missed the three-pointer. I tell you what. You give him a half. You give him about a foot and a half. He's pulling it. There's another miss. Rebound goes to the Volunteers. Coburn comes down with it. Up the Hall, jump ball. Hall up to Trenton Glenn.
Right now, you know, if we just make the little gimmies around the paint area, we're still in the game.
28-12, the Briarwood lead. You're right, Coach.
We just haven't been able to convert them.
We'll look at the stats at halftime, but it's really just them making the shots and us not. Other than that, I mean, rebounds and turnover. There's another turnover by the Lions. We're turning them over. We just can't convert.
That's right. Good drive.
Good to the basket by. Coach, I think that's what we need. We need JD to try to take over a little bit more on the scoring side. And then we don't get back on defense. And number 4, Ezekiel Witt lays it up.
Give them easy. JD to me looks like, I think he's the most highly potential guy we got right now.
Right now, they don't have anybody that seems to be able to guard him when he decides he's going to the basket. But that time he throws one out of the bounds and there's a turnover
for the
ball.
One thing that makes him more dangerous, he's a tough guard because he's left-handed. And defenders aren't used to, defending that way.
There's Mears guarded by Hall. Three-pointer up, no good. Saved back in, but that'll be number 15, Tristan Wilson, volunteers with a chance to cut into this lead again. We're getting a lot of opportunities, just not taking advantage of many of them. Zion with an open three, and he drains it. Toyota Sulacaga three-pointer.
Yeah, we need some scoring out of Zion.
30-17, lead cut down to 13 here.
Now, think of all those little gimmies we've missed.
With all that being said, Coach, if we keep playing with a – we're playing with a lot of effort right now.
Right now we're playing great defense, but no help right there.
And we're going to get called for the block, and the shot goes from Ears. Zion Ewell stood under the basket trying to take a charge. You're just not going to get that call.
Oh, no.
I think they probably should have let that one go, in my opinion. But they whistled him, so Mears gets a plant. He's made a lot of three-pointers, but this will be the convention, the old conventional way. And he made it.
He's got 11 points right here in the second quarter. Does Mears.
33-17, 39 seconds to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter.
We probably would be best served.
Open look here for Glenn, see if he can make his third, and it's...
Now we need to wait on the last shot here.
I tell you, though.
We've got a chance to cut it to 14, and we've got a chance to be behind 18 by trying it too quick.
We'll be inbounding the ball there. Glenn over to Zion Ewell in the right corner. Glenn down to Wilson. Wilson forces the shot up. It doesn't go. And Briarwood with the basketball, 20 seconds. Ball's poked loose in the backcourt there by Braxton Young. Mears goes back, retreats, and gets it.
Now, Braxton's got to be careful.
Mears drives down the left elbow.
He's already got two on him.
Now we're going to get a foul. That's going to be an offensive foul, I think. Called on number three, Luke Peavy. So Vols has got about 4 seconds to try to go score here, Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be hard because they're bringing some full court people down.
And we...
He traveled when he got up.
Which is going to give them the basketball under their own basket. 7 tenths, Coach. You can't really catch and shoot. You kind of got to tip this one in, you would think.
Yeah. You can catch and shoot.
You just got to be squared up and do it quick.
I think 4 tenths of down, they won't allow.
They won't allow it.
Catch and shoot.
You think you can get one off in 7 tenths, Coach?
Yeah. I got a lot of them off that quick on regular time. And they gonna get one.
A three-pointer. And it's up and no good. There was Luke Peavy's. And that'll be where we end the half. Briarwood Christian Lions lead 33-17. We'll take a quick break, or we'll take a break, and we'll move into the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show. We'll come back. Coach Williams will give us some Timber Lead Auctions halftime adjustments. And we'll get ready to roll into the Highway 9 to our third quarter. We come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health is hiring in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Current openings include licensed therapists, substance use counselors, LPNs for outpatient offices, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. Details are available by texting AltaJobs to 97211. Alta Point Health. Caring is their calling.
It's the holiday season, and Ann's Flowers and Gifts sends warm wishes to everyone across Clay County. Inside, the shop is filled with the colors of Christmas, bright ribbons, festive bows, and handmade arrangements. You'll see silk flowers for churches and gravesides, and shelves lined with gifts and decorations that make this time of year feel special. From their family to yours, happy holidays from Ann's Flowers and Gifts in Ashland.
Ashland Auto Parts has been serving Clay County since 1988. a locally owned Napa store with a knowledgeable staff and a full line of Napa professional parts, Ashland Auto Parts also carries Eaton Weatherhead hydraulic hose assemblies, Martin Senior paint and body shop supplies, and a full line of welding supplies and welding gases. Open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5 and Saturdays from 7:30 to noon. Ashland Auto Parts is a proud sponsor of the Central High School of Clay County Marching Volunteers Halftime Show and Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes in Childersburg provides modular home options through Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Their services include setup, trim out, and support with home financing options including FHA, VA, and land home combinations. Homes feature a range of bedroom and bathroom configurations, warranties, and new appliances. Details can be found online at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
For the shooting range, the hunt, or the cast, Bama Guns and Outfitters serves customers at two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. They carry a selection of firearms, ammunition, and fishing gear. More details are available at BamaGunsAndOutfitters.com. Bama Guns and Outfitters can also be found on Facebook and Instagram. Bama Guns and Outfitters is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Do you crave flavor you can trust and a taste you'll remember? Do you know about a place that produces locally, naturally, and proudly? Blair Family Farm and Market is where quality meets tradition. Blair Family Farm and Market is open Wednesday and Thursday 1 to 6, Friday and Saturday 9 to 6 at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland. Blair Family Farm and Market now has all natural beef tallow and many other specialty products including smoke eater, smoke salsa. Support local and eat better at Blair Family Farm and Market. Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Coach, have you been by Blue's Car Wash and Lube lately? I'm telling you what's the truth. I've drawn up game plans faster than this car wash is opened.
Weather, construction, being first in a new business park, and the highway department ran the best 42-2 stack fire stunt on defense that I have ever seen.
The biggest pancake block was that turning lane.
Yeah, but now it's being built, and we finally got a wide spot in the road.
First and 10 for the county's very first automated car wash and quick lube. Together in the new business park.
Blue's Car Wash and Lube, coming soon. And this time, there's no flag on the play.
Since 1948, Bucks Island in Southside has kept Alabamians on the water. New and used bass, aluminum, and pontoon boats from Crest, Bentley, Skeeter, Falcon, Icon, Bass, Cat, G3, and Avid continue to solidify Bucks Island as the premier boat dealer for top brands in the Southeast. From glass-fast bass rigs to roomy pontoons and tough aluminum workhorses, the boat that fits your weekend, fishing excursion, or cruise around the lake is at Bucks Island. Don't buy a boat till you get a Bucks quote. Online at BucksIsland.com.
The chill is in the air, hunting season is officially here, and Buddy Sports Country is your ultimate base camp. Is your gear ready for your next outdoor adventure? Don't head out with guesswork, head out with the confidence that Buddy Sports Country provides. They carry top-of-the-line Hawk and Leupold scopes, as they are stocked with all the major brands of ammunition and a selection of high-quality rifles. They even bore sight your new or existing rifles. Buddy Sports Country, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, is a proud sponsor of Volunteer Athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9, where it's the halftime of the boys' game as the Volunteers trail the Briarwood Christian Lions from Briarwood in Birmingham, 33-17, Coach. Jeremy Carrick's done a good job of keeping a shot sharp. Him and Coach Heron has kind of done some totals and done some math and got some stuff. And Coach, as you said, just share that with us. There's a lot there that you could share.
Well, you know, first of all, like you said, Jeremy doing a great job keeping compiling all this stuff. But the story of this game, Briarwood right now shooting 60% from the field. That's 12 of 20, and they have made 8 three-pointers. That's 24 of their 33 points have come on three-pointers. 60%, it's hard to deal with that. Meanwhile, the Volunteers 6 for 27 from the field, which is only 22%. And the thing about the Volunteers, you know, they've only shot 7 three-pointers. They've only taken 7 attempts. All their other shots have been in the paint or right there near the paint. And the thing is, we can't knock those shots in. If, you know, if we just make a decent percentage of those, for example, in the second quarter, we went 1 for 12 inside the three-point line. Now, if we just make 3 or 4 of those shots, we're in this game right now. You know, we wouldn't be sitting here 16 behind. But the fact is, we didn't make them. We went 3 for 12 from the field the first quarter, 3 for 15 the second quarter. That's 6 for 27, 22%. And, you know, you look at all the other stats, each team with 7 rebounds. We have 5 turnovers. They have 4. Everything else pretty even. You know, the fact is, we just can't score with them. And we've turned Drew Mears, their outstanding player. He has 4 three-pointers by himself with 15 points here at halftime. So
yeah, actually, that was a quarter. They had 10 turnovers, and we had 11.
Yeah.
So, but it's still, as you said, it's pretty even.
Yeah, I didn't look 12 at the total.
12 rebounds. They had 12. We had 10. But that's not. You know, that's pretty even.
No, that doesn't put the game out of whack here.
It's the that shooting percentage.
Yeah.
22% up against 60%.
And, you know, a lot of those three-pointers we didn't close out quick enough, and some of them we did.
And we've taken more shots. I mean, 7 more shots than they have.
That's right.
So, I mean, that tells you that the rebound stuff has not been
none of that.
An issue.
None of that's been a factor. It's simply the shooting. But, you know, they've shot the ball extremely well. Of course, we knew Mears was a great shooter coming in, and we also knew Caldwell was a pretty good shooter. And Witt, I mean, they have good balance. They have some dangerous people. And, you know, for us, Caden Glenn has hit 2 three-pointers, and Zion Newell has come off the bench. He's got 2 field goals, including 1 three-pointer. And we talked about J.D. Hall, what he's brought, you know, his quickness, his ball handling. I think we need to get him a little bit more involved offensively. And I think tempo would be his thing, you know, maybe some full court stuff and him attacking the basket before the defense gets set.
Is that you? Yeah. Timber Elite halftime adjustments coach. You coached a lot of basketball. What would your adjustments be? Because you can't make the shots for them, but what would your adjustment be if you were Coach Josh Gibbs?
Offensively, I would still want a mixture of what we're doing. You know, we're shooting more two-pointers than we are 3. I think that's good. You just got to make those shots. You know, particularly right there around the block area where you can bank them. You've got to make those shots. And defensively, we need to close out, get back and find the basketball and close out and not give them those open looks on the three-pointers. And I think we would be all right defensively. And, you know, just play with effort and see what happens here in the second half.
Will. Now transfer out of the Williams Parts and Supply halftime show and into the Highway 9 tire third quarter right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Since 1948, Bucks Island in Southside has kept Alabamians on the water. New and used bass, aluminum, and pontoon boats from Crest, Bentley, Skeeter, Falcon, Icon, Bass, Cat, G3, and Avid continue to solidify Bucks Island as the premier boat dealer for top brands in the Southeast. From glass-fast bass rigs to roomy pontoons and tough aluminum workhorses, the boat that fits your weekend, fishing excursion, or cruise around the lake is at Bucks Island. Don't buy a boat till you get a Bucks quote. Online at BucksIsland.com.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
We come back. Caden Glenn with a quick three-pointer. It's up no good, but we get the long rebound. It's trending Glenn, and we're back moving again with another chance. A lot of offensive rebounds, it felt like, tonight, Coach, and I think we're going to get a foul on the floor. Right now, where we look the best to me is J.D. Hall driving to the basket. They're unable to stop him driving to the basket.
He's a threat right there. One thing to remember here, we've got two guys, Glenn and Young, both with two fouls.
Braxton Young with the basketball over to Taylor Boyd. Got to get Boyd involved in the scoring, too.
Yeah, Taylor's going to have to be a scorer somewhat. He hasn't scored a basket yet.
There's a turnover, and it's a great job that would have been as he saved, throwed it back in off of Braxton Young. Good job there by number two, Elijah Thompson.
Yeah, they're doing a good job defensively. And, you know, we're trying to run some flex cuts underneath. They're taking those away, forcing us into more perimeter than inside the thing, the line.
There's going to be a foul against the Lions on the floor for fighting for the rebound. We're going to have to take a quick break right here on Classic Country 90.9.
You know, being the PA announcer for Volunteer Football has been an incredible honor. One thing I love is celebrating each and every First State Bank, followed by the crowd responding with First Down. That chant signals another successful play for our Clay Central Volunteers. But you know, it runs a little deeper. It also shows that First State Bank is also cheering on the Vols, much like they've supported this community for more than 50 years. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back, Vols with the basketball, and we're going to get an offensive foul on the Vols on the rebound, number 14. I think they're going to call for that, Coach Trenton Glenn. Sorry for the little delay.
If it is on 14, that's his third, Trenton Glenn.
Over to Torrey Smith. Over to Mears, left wide open. Thank goodness, Coach, he missed that one because we had no hand in his face.
We can't turn him loose like that without getting a hand in his face.
J.D. Hall brings the ball up the floor over to Braxton Young, left corner. 33-17, the Lions lead. Kind of a slow start to the second half here. Over to Trending Glenn. Glenn back to Braxton Young. They're extending their defense out to the midcourt, that's for sure.
And I kind of like what we're doing, slowing down the tempo here.
And there's going to be a travel called on Glenn.
Well, if you burn time and then turn the ball over, that's a negative all the way.
Drew Mears brings up the court. Over to number five, that's Charlie Caldwell. Caldwell's shot blocked by J.D. Hall, but they're going to call the foul.
Hall again showing his athleticism.
It's going to be, the foul's going to be on number 10. That's Caden Glenn.
And it's going to send Caldwell to the free throw line here. Neither team scored yet. Let's see if that jinxes Caldwell.
It doesn't. He's a left-handed shooter as well, and he drains it. Oh, southpaw. Caldwell's another senior for the Lions. 34-17 the lead, up to 35-17.
Briarwood looking like they're going to stay up and go full court after the made free throw. A lot of teams will do that.
5:20 in the third, and that was the first point scored. Open look here for Caden Glenn. It doesn't go. Good inside-out ball movement there.
Yeah, J.D. did a good job breaking the press, getting it down, and then ended up with Glenn getting that good look. He's got to knock those in. Coach Giddens over there is taking his jacket off.
Trending Glenn with the basketball back over to Caden Glenn. Over to Braxton Young. Young thought about shooting or faked the shot. I'm not sure he was really thinking about shooting. Back to Taylor Boyd, top of the key. Boyd over to J.D. Hall, left wing. Hall, good drive to the basket, kicked it back out. Caden Glenn drains the Toyota Sylacauga three-pointer, and we're going to get a timeout from the Briarwood Christian coaches. The Vols have cut it down to 15, 35-20. So they take this Poultry South timeout. We'll take it with them right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Know before you go. The all-new Hill Auto Sales website is now available. Buyfromhill.net gives you all the information you need before you even drive to the lot. Buyfromhill.net has both exterior and interior pictures of their growing inventory. It's also connected to Carfax to provide the in-depth car history. Everything you need to know at the click of a keyboard at buyfromhill.net. Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. They're located on the Hill in Lineville. As a proud sponsor of Radio Alabama, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales. By Hill Auto Sales.
This Thanksgiving, as we gather with family and friends, everyone at First Capital Insurance in Lineville wants to take a moment to express our sincere gratitude. For over 50 years, we've had the privilege of serving this community. We're not just voices on the other end of the phone. We are your neighbors, your friends, and the ones cheering with you on Friday nights. Your support allows us to do what we love right here at home. Happy Thanksgiving from our entire team at First Capital Insurance, and we're proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
When you look to enhance your kitchen or bath, Southern Cabinet Company is your source. The official kitchen and bath retailer of the Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network.
We have you back here, Briarwood with the basketball, leading by 15, 35-20. 4:40 to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. Long three-pointer is going to bounce out of bounds over the goal. That was Torrey Smith, the freshman.
Went high up over the top of the backboard.
Right now, the Vols trail, Coach, 4:31 left in this third, but the Vols have actually right now won this third, 3-2.
Well, and they're giving us some opportunities by going full court on us.
They've went cold on score and have the lines. Their only scoring's come from the free throw line. J.D. tries to pull, gets it back, though, and then J.D. misses a point-blank shot. Out to Caden Glenn. Glenn looking for his fourth three-pointer of the night. It's no good, but look at Hall go get that rebound. There's a drive to the basket, laying up and in. Hall just needs to take over, Coach, honestly.
Well, he does.
35-22. Vols still keeping this a game here with 3:50 to go in the Highway 9 entire third period. Smith with the basketball. Back over to Mears. Mears drives, kicks it out to Thompson. Thompson back to Smith. Torrey Smith drains the three, top of the key.
Well, we didn't get out there to him quick enough.
38-22, the Briarwood lead. 3:20 to go here in the third. Taylor Boyd over to Caden Glenn. Glenn in front of our bench. Back out to J.D. Hall.
You know, Rusty, I'm not sure we understand defensively what closing out is. You've got to get to him and make him and discourage him from wanting to take the shot.
There's a pump fake by Glenn. Thought about the shot. Comes back across the hall. Hall, right elbow, shot. No good. Glenn tips it out to Braxton Young. Young back to Caden Glenn. Open three-pointer. No good. Good look, though. We're getting some pretty good looks offensively. We just got to make more of them go. Another open shot by Smith. Short, no good. But there's Mears on the rebound. It don't go. But Canal's shot finally puts it back up and good. And it's back up to an 18-point lead for Briarwood, 40-22.
Canal's first basket of this game.
Glenn. Down to Trending Glenn. Trending drive to the basket, lays it up and in.
Powered that one in.
if Trenton Glenn can just find a little more touch, he's doing pretty good down there getting rebounds and catching the basketball. There's a good look down, and there's going to be a foul. Down to number four, Ezekiel Witt, the 6'4", 205-pounder, but he's going to be fouled.
Yeah, I think that's Taylor Boyd picking up that foul. It'll put Witt at the line for a couple of shots.
.145 to go here. Highway 9 tire third period. Ball front and he misses the first. 40-24. Hanging around though, coach.
Well, we are. Honestly, when you know, we're nearing the end of the third quarter, only 24 points. That's not going to keep you in very many games. But defensively, we're holding them to 40.
A very good offensive team, Ms. Briarwood. We're getting some drugstore substitutions here. We see J.T. Coburn's entered the game, also Zion Newell. And Tristan Wilson to play the end of this third. He makes the second. Also, L.J. Billingsley. Mass substitution. J.D. Hall going to come back in.
Briarwood 4-for-5 tonight from the free throw line. Volunteers have only taken 2 free throws.
There's some confusion here at the scores table. Trying to get that worked out. Now we're going to bring Trenton Glenn in. Caden Glenn. I'm not sure what's happening, but
the bottom line is we're trying to get some people.
I think we had went. I think what happened, though, honestly, is I think J.D. Hall went out, and then he tried to come right back in without anything happening. You can't do that. There's going to be a foul on the floor. Zion Ewell's fouled by number 12, Isaac Curley. 1:33 to go here in the third. Ball shredding 41-24.
Only the second team foul on Briarwood this quarter.
J.T. Coburn inbound the ball on the baseline. He gets it to Billingsley. Billingsley back to Coburn. Coburn drives baseline. Coburn head fake. And shot's good. Good move there by J.T. Coburn. Good pump fake. Gets him in there. Goes up with contact. Makes the points and a chance to make a three-point play. 41-26. Cutting that lead back to 15, coach. It's been down to as small as 13 here in the second half. Coburn, another lefty, coach. And he missed it.
.15 deficit right here.
Briarwood with the basketball. That's Smith back over to Mears. Mears back to Smith, left wing. Good pass down low. We got by with a little push there to number one, Zion Ewell, but shot's up and no good. And ball's another chance to cut into this lead. Coburn, another pump flake, turnaround jumper, no good.
Made a good move.
Wide open three-pointer here for Briarwood. It's up, no good. Nobody goes and gets a rebound, and they come all the way across the court and get it.
Well, Billy.
There's Hall, good, the big steal.
And he's carrying it all the way.
He's fouled, and it doesn't go. I think it's going to go on Mears.
Billingsley didn't block out just a moment ago on the other end, what led to their second attempt.
But that'll send Hall to the line and a chance to cut this lead down. 41-26, 30 seconds to go here in the Highway 9 tire third quarter. And, oh, my goodness, have you ever seen one roll around any more than that, coach?
He used every bit of
You see
of
that him. Official stand there and look at it? Now he's a, well, and it came out two different times.
Yeah,
it kissed
stopped.
The backboard and went back.
It stopped and started again.
And he made them both, and the lead's down to 13.
J.D., 3-for-4 now.
But I also tell you what that tells me, Coach. He's got a little odd spin on the ball. It's hard for a good shooter shooting a free throw to do that. You know what I'm saying with the correct spin on the ball. But he made them both, and they go for the home run, and they complete it, and Zion Newell is going to get called for the intentional foul. He's got to be smarter than that. You can't just shove him.
Yeah, they're clearing. Clearing the lane out.
I don't think he knows he was called for the intentional, but it was the right call.
Well, he'll get two free throws, plus they'll get the ball back.
You just got to go for the ball. I'm fine with fouling. You need to foul, but go for the ball.
You know, and we just cut it to 13. Let's see what happens here.
He made the first. Made them both, 43-28, and they'll get the basketball. As you said, just cut it to 13. Now it's a chance for a 4-point or 5-point play here. Our possession on this end of the floor. Out to Smith. Smith down in the lane, kicks it back out, and there's Mears in the corner. Shot no good, fight for the rebound. Back out to Smith, and he drains it. There it was, Coach. 5-point differential there after the intentional foul.
Yeah, we cut it to 13, and then they have a 5-point trip.
46-28. We need to try to get some points here in these last 5 seconds. We just better hurry or we're not even going to get a shot off. Zion Yule fires one up. Not much of a shot, and it doesn't go. 46-28, and that's where we'll go into the first Capital Insurance fourth quarter right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Volunteers trail Briarwood, 46-28. We'll come back in just a minute on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Countryside Motorsports in Ashland, Alabama offers full service and repair for motorcycles, utility vehicles, and ATVs. Countryside Motorsports specializes in a wide selection of pre-owned models, including Harley-Davidsons, UTVs, and four-wheelers. Located at 1874 Taylor Road, Countryside Motorsports serves our area with experience and care. Available by phone at 256-354-5846. Countryside Motorsports is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
This time of year is all about giving thanks. And at the drugstore, we have a lot to be grateful for. I'm Jana Wheeler, and we want to give a heartfelt thank you to our incredible customers and neighbors for choosing us to fill your prescriptions, for letting us help with your health care needs, and for making us a part of this wonderful community. Happy Thanksgiving from our family to yours. We appreciate your business and are proud to serve you. The drugstore is located next to Clay County Hospital, and we are proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
As soon as we come back, Luke Peavy nails a three for Briarwood, and they're up 49-28.
And, you know, we just finished off a good third quarter, our highest scoring quarter of the game so far with 11 points. But find ourselves 21 behind right now.
Hall drives and fouled again on the floor. I'm going to tell you, when Hall gets it, Coach, they about foul him every time he tries to go to the basket. They're just unable to hang with him. Taylor Boyd gets it on the inbounds play. There's Hall to the good spin move. He misses a shot. Trenton Glenn's putback up, no good. And again, two-point blank misses.
Well, that was a great move, a spin move there by Hall, but he put too much spin on his shot. And it rolled out on him.
As quick as he spun, he might have been dizzy.
You know, Glenn missed a great putback right there.
I'm telling you, that was a move to the basket. He is lightning quick.
He's going to get better as the year goes on.
Ball's inbounded there to him. Over to Braxton Young. Young pump fakes down into the paint, kicks it back out to Hall. Hall right wing. And there he forces one down to Trenton Glenn. That's not a very good job. But Trenton was getting position. But number four, Witt, come back across there and read that all the way. Canal guarded. Here's a mismatch. But he's going to hand it off to Witt. Witt back out to Caldwell. Caldwell drives back to Thompson. Thompson kicks out to Witt. Long jumper, good. Two-pointer. About an 18-foot jumper, but he drains it.
Braxton had a lot. He's having a lot of problems getting his shot off tonight.
Yeah, the Briarwood closes out quick, coach. You got to come out firing if you're going to shoot it. They close out quick. Taylor Boyd fires up a three, hits rim, no good. Rebound to the Briarwood Christian. Ah, it was a late whistle. Taylor poked it out, and none about got it before they decided to blow it. I think it was a foul, though.
Oh, yeah.
51-28, 6:18 to go here in the first Capital Insurance fourth quarter in the area game from Briarwood Christian.
Briarwood looks like they're going to be strong enough to make a run for this area town.
You know, they've just had a lot of problems matching up with Sylacauga for whatever. You know, Sylacauga's a good team, don't get me wrong. But it seems like when you watch them play Sylacauga, you watch them play us, it's two different teams. We seem to play Sylacauga really well. There's a charge on Mears, coach, and that basket will be no good. Actually, be a turnover. Drew Mears.
You know, high school officials don't do
check out this camera guy with a water bottle. Did y'all? That's the first time. Did y'all see that? That's pretty good now. Oh, me.
Another turnover trying to force it inside.
Shot blocked down low by the ball. There's a block. What I'm saying is a student, I'm a Briarwood Christian student, got some props, and he's got one of the big blue water bottles. He's got it taped up on his shoulder like it's a video camera. And he ran right out to the inbounder like he was videoing. That's pretty good, though. Hall shot up and good on the free throw. You got to give credit where credit's due. That's pretty good. I think some of the Briarwood staff took offense to him being out there that close. So.
Somebody probably got him.
It wouldn't have bothered me if he stayed out there, honestly. That was pretty good. Briarwood with the basketball. Wide open shot from the left corner. There he is, coach, with his video camera. And old number five there, Charlie Caldwell, drained it.
And he got a good shot of that one.
There's a good – oh, why didn't he just go ahead and take it? J.D.'s gave him some great drives to the basket, but then tried to pass that one off. A lot of contact over here on the side.
Yeah, Caden Glenn found himself in a bind.
5:02 to go here. That's 5:01. They took a second off there in the middle of the shot up, no good there by Taylor Boyd. Is Boyd yet to score, coach?
He hasn't scored tonight.
Mears, another open three, and he drained that one. He scored.
And, you know, that was another one of those, talking about Boyd, shots right there in the lane at the goal.
57-29.
Yeah, this one's gotten away here in the second half.
Really in the fourth because the balls won the third.
And you remember we cut it to 13, and then we had that five-point play, and that kind of opened the gates.
Braxton Young with a good save there. There's Taylor Boyd lays it up and in. Good look, good post-up move.
Taylor's first basket.
Taylor posting up down low there, showing that ability. 57-31, 4 minutes to go here. There's number five in the open corner again. Carwell. Good move all the way to the basket. J.D. Hall takes it all the way. 57-33. And 21 lays it up and in. Grant Skinner couldn't handle the pass. I think it bounced off his nose. But then when he gathered it up, he laid it up and in.
Yeah, the least thing he was expecting was a pass to him.
59-33, the lead. 26 here, and there's Taylor Boyd. Now he's feeling it, Coach. A little too late, though, I'm afraid.
Well, we've got him in there on the block, and that's where he's operating from.
59-35 here. Briarwood on top. And there's another drive down the... And that's number five, Charlie Caldwell, to put it up again. Coach Josh Giddens going to call a 30-second timeout. He takes his 30. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 programming is sponsored in part by Williams Parks and Supply. Open Monday through Friday, 5:30 a.m. until 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 5:30 until 2, Williams Parks and Supply features a huge selection of Echo Power equipment. So one trip to Williams and you'll be ready for spring cleaning around your home. Williams Parks and Supply also has a new gun room and a wide variety of case knives. Williams Parts and Supply, your local Napa dealer, is located next to Dollar General on Highway 9 in Lineville and is proud to be a part of the Radio Alabama Foundation.
This is Jason Walker with Timber Lead Auctions. Timber Lead Auctions is a company that we set up for private landowners to utilize and take bids on their timber stands. Timber Lead Auctions operates with an online bidding platform with over 150 buyers across Alabama. I am available by phone at 256-846-0575 or online at timberleadauctions.com. My Alabama auctioneer license number is 5462. Timber Lead Auctions is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Love where you live. Atkinson Homes is the official modular home of the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome back to the Vols. Turn it over out of bounds, and Briarwood will have it. 2:30 to go. Briarwood going to pick up their purse. Area win. Ball's going to fall to 0-1 in area play here. Long three-pointer by Smith. It's up and no good. That's going to be a foul on number 21. Chance Hams is into the game here. Your drugstore substitution.
His first appearance of this game.
Hams got fouled.
Yeah, he probably thought he was playing football again on that one because he was knocked to the floor.
And there's a steal by number three, Luke Peavy of the Lions. Runner no good. Rebound number 15, Tristan Wilson for the Balls. Back over to L.J. Billingsley. Billingsley back to Zion Ewell, top of the key. Ewell back over to Billingsley, left wing. Billingsley drives, runner will not go, fight for the rebound. Hams comes down with it. How about that shot from
Hams?
Little jump hook, shot up and good there by Ewell. He got in the stat category though, Coach. A missed shot and a rebound at Hams. 61-35, the Briarwood lead, 1:27 to go. About now, if we don't extend the defense, Briarwood just going to run the clock down. And probably not wisely, Drew Mears goes, forces a shot, Hams with another rebound. Look to get it down to Hams. That pass is stolen away by number 14, Jackson North. A little surprised Mears is in the game at this point. Shot up, no good by. They well, still got a few starters in.
Yeah, one of the starters would have to be in.
Now they got a pretty deep bench, don't they? I thought they had 14 players.
11.
Okay.
Well, there shouldn't be any starters out there.
Yeah, it is 11.
All right, so we got
35 seconds to
Tristan
go.
Tristan Wilson.
Tristan Wilson going to the line shooting two.
Chance to get on the score sheet here.
Ooh. Are you done with that one?
I think the wind caught that one. Because it missed pretty bad.
That cameraman must have slung the door open down there. Yeah, let the breeze in on that one. He misses a second. And it was the last touch by a line.
Volunteers 1 for 5 shooting free throws tonight.
Well, only 5 free throws in the whole game. Out to L.J. Billings with 32 seconds to go in the game. Over to Zion Newell, top of the key. Newell drives. Newell, runner up, no good. Fight for the rebound. I'll tell you one thing. People's moving around when Helms is down there.
I'll tell you right now, it'll be a miracle if they call another foul.
Yeah, I think we're both going – it's like we're going to let it run dry, and that's going to be it. Briarwood's going to win 61-37 here over the Volunteers. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll move into the Out to Point Health postgame show and close this night out when we come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
If you can dream it, Southern Cabinet Company can build it. For more than 40 years, this family-owned team has been crafting beautiful kitchens and baths with quality cabinets, hardware, and countertops, serving new construction, remodels, and multifamily projects across the region. Southern Cabinet Company, the official kitchen and bath retailer of the Clay Central Sports Network and a proud sponsor of Classic Country 90.9. Available on Instagram or by phone at 256-354-2555.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group in Clay County is licensed in both Alabama and Georgia. Spencer specializes in helping landowners across East Central Alabama with rural homesteads, farms, or recreational land. Spencer is also part of the Poultry South team, dedicated to getting the best value for every property. Spencer is available by phone at 256-283-3198 or online at selandgroup.com. Spencer Loveless with Southeastern Land Group is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network. Sassy's would like to take a moment to wish all of their friends and neighbors a truly happy and blessed Thanksgiving. They know how busy this holiday can be, and they're here to help make your preparations a little easier. So whether you need an extra bag of ice for the family gathering, last-minute snacks for the road trip, or just a hot cup of coffee to keep you going, Sassy's has you covered. So from Sassy's Convenience Store to your family, have a safe and peaceful Thanksgiving.
Barr & Associates Injury Attorneys handles a range of serious injury cases, including auto accidents, 18-wheeler crashes, motorcycle and boating accidents, wrongful death, premises liability, and workplace injuries. Their attorneys provide direct legal support throughout each case. Known for professionalism and client-centered service, the firm emphasizes trust and communication. Info is at tpharlaw.com, tpharrlaw.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
Sassy's Convenience Store.
Hey,
Hey, Vols fans, you know, Classic Country 90.9 is a non-commercial radio station, which means we can't air regular advertising that contains calls to action or language suggesting you should purchase something. Meaning, we have to state more facts rather than use a lot of adjectives and verbs to convey messages. Even what you're hearing right now isn't considered an advertisement. It's a message. And this message is clear. Toyota of Sylacauga. Work the drive and they'll prove it. We can say that because it's their tagline. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
For almost 40 years, Superior Pest Control, Inc. has been a trusted name in protecting homes and businesses from pests. From termites to bugs to mosquitoes, each job is handled with precision, expertise, and care. Superior Pest Control's commitment is simple. Approach every job with dedication and integrity. Superior Pest Control is licensed, bonded, and insured. Details can be found online at SuperiorPestControlALA.com or by phone at 1-800-762-5904. That's 1-800-762-5904.
When you've successfully bagged that trophy, don't waste a minute. Matthews Meat Market, with locations in both Lineville and Oxford, offer expert venison processing. Matthews Meat Market doesn't just wrap your venison, they vacuum seal every package to lock in freshness and prevent freezer burn so that you can enjoy the taste of your hunt all year long. Matthews Meat Market is located in Lineville at 61272 Highway 49. In Calhoun County, you can find them at 3050 Highway 78 East near D'Armondville. Matthews Meat Market, proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back. Here as the Volunteers fall 61-37 to Briarwood Christian. Briarwood Christian with a sweep today, Coach. But I know Jeremy Character and Coach Herring's worked on some stats for us and got us some good sheets. But share some of those with us.
Well, when you look at the stats, everything's pretty even except the field goal situation. We talked about that at halftime. Briarwood, 20 of 47 from the field tonight, which is pretty good percentage. Meanwhile, 14 for 52 were the Volunteers from the floor. And so we shot five times more from the field and made six field goals fewer. So, you know, we didn't score enough, and we talked about all the easy misses around the basket. The game got away from us as the third quarter wound down. You remember we'd cut the game, the lead to 13 points at one time there, and then we had an intentional foul which led to a five-point play there on one trip for Briarwood, and that's what blew the game open from that point on. But rebounding was even, fairly even. They had 24, we had 22. We turned the ball over four times more, 19 to 15. And that's a lot of turnovers for both of the teams when you start turning it over in double figures. But looking at the scoring for the Volunteers tonight, only one score in double figures. J.D. Hall with 10 points. He had three field goals and went 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Caden Glenn hit 3 three-pointers tonight. For 9 points, and then Zion Newell came in and added 3 baskets during the game. A little bit better balance for Briarwood. They had 3 guys in double figures, led by Drew Mears with 22 points. He had 5 three-pointers in this game. And then they had Charlie Caldwell and freshman Torrey Smith with 12 points each. So good balance for Briarwood as they open up area play with a win, and now the Volunteers will have a quick turnaround for their second area game, which comes Monday night. They'll go back on the road over to Shelby County, and the boys' team and the girls' team will be playing. Excuse me. And we'll have those games Monday. Rusty will give you the time on those.
Yeah, I think it's going to be early. If everything goes as what I've been told, Coach, we'll probably go on the air about 3:20 for a 3:30 Cook Foods of Ashton tip with a girls' game followed by the boys' game. There's no JV game. So
we'll be starting a little earlier on Monday as the volunteers travel over to Shelby County. But the girls lost tonight 43-12. And then, of course, the boys' game here is Briarwood 61, the Volunteers 37.
So we'll just plan on a 3:30 start on Monday for another big area game. You know, it happens quick, Coach. You fall, both teams fall in area play, but you get a chance kind of to somewhat, you know, get a little advantage. You really don't want to be the four seed. That's the thing about, I think, in a four-team area. You really want to be one of the top three seeds. Obviously, you want to be the one seed and host, but falling the four seed, you have to play the host in the first game at home, and that's just never a good thing to do.
Well, right now the Volunteers want to close out the pre-Christmas schedule and be 500 in area play. This will be the last area game until after Christmas, and we'll have a tournament at the end of next week.
We'll be bringing those games on Friday night, the Vols girls and boys game in the Tri-County Tournament. We don't have those game times yet because we don't know where they're going to fall. But we plan to do those on Friday as well. We appreciate you joining us. We appreciate Heathbone being with us this afternoon for a little bit. Also, Jeremy Character making and working on stats. Coach Chris Herron, Coach Jerry Weems, for Rusty Taylor. We thank you. Until next time, God bless and go Vols.